Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Kate Niedermeyer and Barbara Quinn here for the 14th season of Girls on the Run. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And I'm going to apologize right now. We have some gentle jackhammering taking place outside the cable house right now. So if that's coming through the radio, fear not. We're not in any danger. We're just some construction going on. But for Girls Run, so it's the 14th season that's been happening here. There was a little hiccup with COVID and with getting things back and running. But now it's back full force, like good old times. For folks who may not have heard of it, or their kids weren't quite in that third through fifth grade bracket, what is Girls Run?
Yeah, thank you. Girls on the Run is an after-school running program where girls are inspired to be joyful, to be confident, to make healthy choices, all while training for an end-of-season 5K.
Awesome. And so it's more than just training for, a future track star. It's lessons to be learned, like being joyful and confident. So what are some of the lessons that are imparted for girls?
Yeah, we work a lot on taking care of ourselves, building our self-esteem, building our self-awareness. We'll also focus on friendships and empathy, mm-hmm. and how to support those around us. And we'll also work on some emotional regulation and understanding our own emotions, whether it's anger or sadness, or, we even talk about being happy and what that feels like. Mm-hmm. And really just coming together as a community, with our coaching volunteers that are, here in Sitka. A lot of community partners get together, from SAFE and YAS, the school district, Sitka Counseling. We all get together and really just build these teams of girls up to be, happy and healthy and just really great members of our community at such a young age as they grow.
Yeah, to start them young when they're, still so moldable. To set them up for success of ways to not only take care of yourself, but to be a part of a team. That's important stuff to impart to anyone.
Yeah.
So for girls specifically third through fifth grade.
Correct.
And when does registration happen?
Yeah. So registration is open right now. The registration for girls will end on Monday, February 13th. So two Mondays from now.
Okay.
And we are recruiting for 30 girls. So we have two different teams. The teams meet either on Monday and Wednesday or on Tuesday and Thursday. And the practice time is from 2:40 to 4 o'clock over at Kikuchihin Elementary School.
So that's right after school ends.
Right after school, cool. Yep. Yes.
Cool. So it's 2 days a week, but 15 girls for each team. How many do you have a full cadre of coaches right now? Or are you still looking for leaders in that category?
We're still looking. I think coaching registration goes through next Wednesday, so February 8th. We're happy to have anybody who wants to come volunteer. There is no running experience required, so you don't have to be a track star in your own right. As long as you can, complete our coaches training. So there's an online training through Girls on the Run because mm-hmm. it is a national program. And then we do an in-person training here in Sitka to, set our coaches and our volunteers up for success. So, awesome. We'll go over the curriculum. We'll talk about supporting young people. Things like that. So there is absolutely room for coaches if anybody is interested.
Yeah, just interested in helping girls grow and have fun.
Exactly.
And you both, you're both coaches this year, and we're just coming off the boys run season.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for coaching, what is it what do you find special about coaching these kids, these girls?
I have loved to coach for the Boys Run program, Boys Run E2 Klutzin, which was all about strengthening our spirit. So it was about strengthening our inner spirit, strengthening our bodies, growing as a team. And with the boys, we made so many memories getting to do fun activities that incorporated all of these life skills and talking about our emotions and talking about what it means to be a good friend for each mm-hmm. other. But also, we just had so much fun. A big highlight was the boys really loved the practice 5K that we did.
Okay.
So we got to run, I think it was 31 laps around the blacktop that made it be 3.1 miles. Mm-hmm. So wow. That was a highlight. We also played a lot of blob tag. so many fun memories that we were able to make while also building these life skills.
Amazing. How about you, Barbara?
Yeah. Boys Run E2 Klatzin was my first coaching, mm-hmm. running coaching experience. So for Girls Run, I'm really excited to kind of have that break in my day is really what it is. I get to get out of the office and, you know, into just having fun and, you know, supporting these kids. And they have such a wonderful energy. The boys were so great to hang out with. And I'm really looking forward to making that connection with the girls that we're going to have and kind of getting out of my own mind and into that just effervescence that they have of just being young and they're ready to have fun. So it kind of renews my energy a little bit too.
Yeah, it's a healing spot, not only for the girls, but for the grownups too.
Yeah.
that is really cool that you had to have that. You can't not be in a good mood when you've got 15 kids around you so stoked to play blob tag or
yeah.
like the 18 different iterations of tag that somehow
Absolutely,
exist out
yes.
here. Wonderful.
Yes.
So for the girls who are interested in being part of this program, where should they go to register? What are the requirements besides being in third through fifth grade?
Yeah, definitely. So you can register online at GOTR, GOTR, GreaterAlaska.org, and the registration form for both the participants, the girls, and for the coaches will be on that website.
Okay.
And also there's a lot of flyers out and about around town, and there's a QR code on that flyer that will take you directly to the application as well. So they're available there, as well as at the elementary school at Keat in the front office.
Cool. Is there registration fees or any gear requirements? I guess you got to have shoes to be running around in.
Yeah, so there are scholarships available for anyone that would like one or need one. And the registration cost is $100, but there also is that what's it called?
There's assistance out there financially
okay, yes,
for those
right
who need it. So it is $100 registration mm-hmm. fee, but scholarships are available just by applying.
And also mm-hmm. anyone that needs shoes, we can help provide shoes as well.
Awesome.
So there are no barriers to participating for that.
Mm-hmm. So registration for girls ends on February 13th. So in 2 weeks, when does the running start? When does the fun start?
Yeah, the practices will start on Wednesday, February 22nd. Or Thursday, February 23rd, depending on which team you're on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the season ends with a 5K all together on Saturday, May 13th.
Okay, so yeah, mm-hmm. now until basically close to the end of the school year. And
yeah.
it is so, that 5K is a blast. I will admit, I'm not exactly a runner, so I'm more on the cheering section side of things. But
me too.
but it's so fun to see, like, just as, like, the boys are so excited for all the work they've done and do the 5K. Oh, yeah, the girls are just as jazzed to do that, too. For folks who have any questions about the program or want to get in contact with either of you about how the program works, if it's right for their girls or not, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, you can contact me at my email will be GOTR@safe.org, or you can reach me at 747-3493.
Awesome. So this is, yeah, anyone, if they're thinking about being a coach, thinking about getting their kids involved, it is a limited space with 15 girls per team, 30 girls total. So don't dally too much in getting your girls signed up. But it'll be great to have everyone, yeah, back in action, full team force of, yeah, learning. Was it being joyful, confident?
joyful, confident, and making healthy choices.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yes.
Good goals to have for everyone and great ones to instill in our young girls.
All while getting our energy out and running together.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, they'll come home tired.
Absolutely.
That alone, like, they're, you can take care of them two nights after school and they're going to come home pooped. Perfect. Well, Katie Niedermeyer, Barbara Quinn, thank you so much for coming in and for coaching Girls on the Run in this 2023 season.
Yeah, thank you for having us,
Erin. Thank you so much.